We're going to give you a quick rundown of the top 10 cybersecurity myths. We're going to be moving quickly, pretty quickly through all of these. We won't have a lot of time to go in depth on each one, but we're hoping to arm you this morning with some ammunition, some rebuttals, and some information when you come up against these myths in your own organization. I know a lot of you may be involved in building privacy programs, may be involved in security side. We hope to give you some tips so that you can communicate and overcome these myths and get your organization better situated, better protected, maybe go up to the executive level to convince them what they need to do as far as cybersecurity.
Now I'll start. Myth number 10, absolute and complete security is achievable. It's important to remember that in our digital world, absolute security is a myth. As security evolves, so do hackers, and the very flexibility in the software that we come to embrace creates a problem. As complexity and connectivity increases, so do the avenues of attack. Moreover, complete security is not required or even realistic. Laws and industry practices generally only require companies to do what is reasonable. Studies show that as companies would have to increase security budgets ninefold to address 95% of all threats, which would in most cases exceed overall budget for most companies. Further, it has been shown that as security protections of a system increases, the usability of the now more secure system decreases. For example, to completely secure your smartphone, you would have to put the device in airplane mode and lock the device into an impenetrable safe, rendering your phone useless. As this example shows, a balance must always be struck between effective security measures and usability of the data or system being secured.